There's the end of the Nissan commercial. 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. They are open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop by Sonny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road. Outstanding place. Outdoor dining when the weather's warmer, and a private space upstairs you can rent for your gatherings as well. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, 46 years ago today.
Sounds like a question.
46 years ago today. I
sounds
did the
more
math,
like a statement.
Really quick.
Okay.
Studio 54 opened in New York City.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Studio 54.
So Studio 54 is now a Broadway theater, but it was a former disco nightclub. The theater opened in 1927 as the Gallo Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
The theater went bankrupt within 2 years and was renamed the New Yorker Theater in 1930. CBS then leased the theater in August of 1942 to use as a radio soundstage.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
That was the day.
And for 3 decades, the theater operated as a radio and television studio.
Okay.
It was actually one of CBS's busiest stages by the early 1960s. The theater hosted shows like What's My Line, Password, To Tell the Truth, The Jack Benny Show, I've Got a Secret, and Captain Kangaroo.
Wow.
All of those shows.
A lot of stuff.
In where Studio 54 was.
Hmm.
CBS moved most of its broadcast operations out of that studio in 1976 and placed the theater up for sale.
There you go.
So the impresarios behind Studio 54 were two guys named Steve Rubel and Ann Schrager, who were college roommates at Syracuse University.
Oh, go SU. Orangemen.
Yes, who got into the nightclub business after their first venture, a chain of steakhouses, failed to flourish.
Well,
so, from steakhouses to nightclubs.
The steakhouse world is vicious.
But the woman who deserves the lion's share of the credit for making Studio 54 into the celebrity playground that it became was a woman named Carmen D'Alessio, who was a public relations entrepreneur in the fashion industry. And her Rolodex, which is what they had back then,
Rolodex,
included names like Bianca Jagger, Liza Minnelli, Andy Warhol, and Truman Capote.
Wow.
Her buzz building turned the grand opening into a major item in the New York gossip columns.
Wow.
Yes.
Her Rolodex did that.
Her Rolodex. Studio 54 officially opened on April 26, 1977, with workers rushing to finish the decorations just hours before the grand opening.
Ooh.
Although the space could fit 2,500 guests, 4,000 people attended the club on opening day.
It's going to be a squeeze.
Hundreds of prospective patrons lined up around the block to enter, and several celebrities could not get in despite having been invited.
This, by the way, I'm having premonitions of our murder mystery on Friday night.
Mm.
This is what I'm seeing.
Lines waiting outside.
Thousands of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
More like hundreds.
Yeah, and they're all ticketed, so they'll all be able to get in.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Studio 54 had been launched as the disco dancing and music trend was gaining popularity in the U.S. Its popularity grew rapidly, especially after the publication of a widely circulated picture that showed actress Bianca Jagger at the club riding a white horse.
That'll do
inside
it.
Inside the club.
A real white horse?
A real actual horse inside the club.
Wow.
Yes.
Could you do that today? They would shut you down.
Probably. There's got to be some rules against that. It's got to be like a health code violation.
No
of
horses
some kind.
Inside.
Right?
Yeah.
In the month after its opening, the club served an average of 2,000 guests per night, even though it was only open Tuesday through Saturday.
Wow.
And it made $7 million in its first year.
Jeez.
So,
and those are 1977 dollars.
That's right. So that's
is,
a pretty penny.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. So they drew on the venue's existing theatrical infrastructure to change the club's look and feel constantly, creating exciting sets that transformed the space. Multiple times each night, they dramatically reinvented the environment, size, and design of Studio 54.
Wow.
They often hosted special one-night-only theme parties for which the club underwent complete metamorphosis with intricate sets and performance art.
Wow.
So the original iteration of Studio 54 was noted for its celebrity guest list, restrictive and subjective entry policies.
Oh, boy.
Very difficult to get in.
Yeah.
And extravagant events. But the club closed in early 1980 after the owners were convicted of tax evasion.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. So it was only open for not even 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, tax evasion. Not good.
Although the first iteration of the Studio 54 nightclub was short-lived, it inspired the creation of a record label, a radio station, and several similar nightclubs.
Wow.
Right now, Roundabout Theater Company operates Studio 54 as a Broadway theater, and they have since 1998, where they showcase both musicals and plays.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So,
oh, what a rich history.
Yeah.
And look at that.
It's been a lot of things.
I wonder if they pay their taxes when they ran steakhouses. Or that was just
something
they said, well, it's a nightclub. Let's not pay them.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens.
Right.
You picked out a record to go along with Studio 54, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we had to play a disco song to go with Studio 54, so we're going to play Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
One of the most disco-y songs I could think of.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Bee Gees and Staying Alive. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that disco record?
Because we were talking about Studio 54, which opened on this day in 1977.
It sure did.
Yeah.
What do you say we recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner?
Let's do it.
Go.
All right. Studio 54 was originally an opera house.
The club made $7 million its first year.
And it was only open for less than 3 years before the owners got arrested for tax evasion.
That'll do it. That will do it. Don't go down the Wesley Snipes road of not paying your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Pay those taxes, everybody. Well, that's wonderful, Sarah. I do want to mention just a couple of things. First of all, I want to mention in relation to Studio 54, that you did a Wiki Corner on Studio 54 a number of years ago.
Many years ago.
And so we have done this Wiki Corner before, and there's a few that we've done multiple times. But this stands alone, and this will go down in the history books. Studio 54 is the only Wiki Corner that got the radio station sued.
I know.
For $13,000.
Right?
And the reason was, would you care to share the reason?
Well, I used to, on my blog, include a picture.
Yes.
Well, apparently, the picture that I used for Studio 54 was copyrighted.
Yeah.
Did not know. Until we got the very nice... what did we get?
We got a letter.
A letter. Yes,
a certified letter.
A nice letter.
From, I believe, a shyster attorney.
Yeah, downstate.
Out of New
somewhere.
York City.
Yeah.
Who has since been disbarred because he did this to a lot of people. He would start all these silly, silly lawsuits for crazy amounts of money. And finally, the New York Bar Association took his license.
Mm-hmm.
So, but not before we had to pay. I think we settled for somewhere a little south of there. But it's the only Wiki Corner that got us sued, Sarah.
Yeah.
So let's hope we don't have the same.
No.
That's why there's no pictures.
That's why there's no pictures anymore on the blog.
On the blog, yeah.
There's
a little bit of history.
Here we go.
Yes. Oh, and one last thing. We did note that Lori texted us. She said regarding the hand surgery thing, she said she had hand surgery. Her doctor's card, she went to look, which is really nice of her. Thank you, Lori. She said her doctor's card said surgery of hand and upper extremity, Department of Orthopedics.
So there is no name specifically, I don't think.
Doesn't sound like it. You'd think he would have that, or he or she would have it on their card if that was the case. Yeah. All right. Very good. Folks want to learn more about the Studio 54. Where do they go?
Don't go expecting a picture because you will not find one. You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Sounds good. Back tomorrow at 4:10, okay?
Okay.
Traffic and weather next on Legends.